们翻到路加福音第九章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章第五十九到六十二节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 59 to 62.
路加福音九章五十九到六十二节，又对一个人说：“跟从我来。”那人说：“主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。”耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。”又有一人说：“主，我要跟从你。”但容我先去辞别我家里的人。耶稣说：手扶着犁往后看的，不配进神的国。
Luke chapter 9, verse 59 to 62. Then he said to another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house.But Jesus said to him, No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
我这段时间一直跟弟兄姊妹交通到归回跟恢复。
I've been sharing with brothers and sisters to restore and recover.
我们今天要看到一个事实，今天教会的光景跟主所要的光景差很远。
Today we need to see a fact that the condition of the church today is very far from what the Lord wants the church to be.
所以我们需要主开我们的眼，给我们能够看到这个事实。
So we need the Lord to open our eyes so that we can see this fact.
我们只有眼睛的开，才能够看到教会，就好像圣经里面所提到的，今天是在一个荒凉的情况里。
Only when the Lord opened our eyes can we see that the church today is in desolation.
如果我们没有看到的话，我们不会走恢复的路。
If we do not see this, we will not walk the way of restoring it.
我们读这些渔民能够归回到耶路撒冷。
When we read about the remnant who returned to Jerusalem,
他们能够从巴比伦一个住得好好的地方回到一个废墟。
That they were living a good life in Babylon, yet they were willing to return to Jerusalem, which was in ruins.
因为他们看到一个事实，神的心意是在耶路撒冷。
Because they saw a fact that God's heart was in Jerusalem.
所以他们心中一听到这个呼召，他们愿意回到耶路撒冷去。
So when they heard this call, they returned to Jerusalem.
但是我们发现，愿意回去的人很少。
But we see that the number of people who went back was very few.
听到呼召的人很多。回去的人很少。
Many people heard this call, but only few people returned.
只有那些真的关心神的事回去了。
Only those that truly care about God's things returned.
说什么叫做恢复？
So what does it mean to restore?
我们要恢复那个实际。
We need to restore this reality.
我们要恢复神该有的地位。
And we need to restore God's rightful position.
所以我们今天在地上，在主回来之前。我们还是要走恢复的路。
Today on this earth, before the Lord returns, we need to walk the way of recovery.
我上一次跟弟兄姊妹交通，我们要恢复做主的门徒。
Last time I shared with brothers and sisters that we need to return to be the Lord's disciple.
神不满意我们只是信徒。
Lord is not satisfied with just being mere believers.
如果你信了主，你重生了，没错，你可以上天堂。
If you believe in the Lord, you are born again. Indeed, you can go to heaven.
但我们的神不满意我们只是信徒。
But our Lord is not satisfied if we are just believers.
你看到圣经里面主一而再的呼召来做我的门徒。
We see that in the Bible, our Lord Jesus is calling us to be disciples.
所以上次我提到一句话，就 consider your way. 你要审查自己所走的道路。
So last time I brought up this word, consider your ways.
你要知道，这不是对世人说你要审查你要走的路。
This is not talking to people in the world to consider your way.
今天是讲说所有信主的，你要审查你所走的路。
But to all believers, you need to consider your ways.
世界的人当然就走世界的路。
Of course, people in the world will walk the way of the world.
但是问题今天是有信主的人在走世界的路。
But the issue here is that there are believers who are also walking the way of the world.
今天也有信主的人在走宗教的路。
And there are believers who are walking the way of religion.
甚至有些人是走无所谓的路。
And some people are even walking the careless way.
我们要今天要问你跟我，我们在走什么路？
So today we need to ask the question, what way are you and I walking?
所以这句话说 consider your way, 我们要好好思想我在走什么道路。
So when it says consider your ways, we really need to consider what way we are walking.
我们如果是门徒，我们就是跟着主走。
If we are disciples of Jesus, then we follow Jesus.
主走什么路？主走一条是窄路。
And what is the way our Lord Jesus walked?
主走一条是十字架的路。
He walked the way of the cross.
他走一条是舍己的路。
He walked the way of denying self.
只有门徒能够如此跟着主走的。
Only disciples can walk after the Lord.
我们也讲过，你要成为门徒，你必须把自己全人全心奉献给主。
We have shared that if you want to be a disciple, you need to give yourself wholly consecrated to the Lord.
因为只有是门徒，你才过了门，开始过属灵的生活。
Because only when you are a disciple have you stepped through the door and you can begin following the Lord.
只有你过了这个奉献的关，过了奉做门徒的门，你才开始走过基督徒的生活。
And only when you have gone through consecration, entered the door of discipleship, can we even begin this Christian walk.
所以每一个基督徒都要成为门徒。
So every Christian needs to be a disciple.
但我们读圣经，我们知道做门徒有代价，也有危机。
But when we read the Bible, we see that there is a cost and a crisis associated with being a disciple.
我们刚刚读路加福音这一段话，我们知道主在呼召门徒的。
We see that our Lord Jesus is calling disciples.
这里提到两个人。
It speaks of two people here.
他们的回答基本上是一样的。
And their response is very similar.
主在教他们说跟从我。
Lord is calling them, follow me.
他们跟主说现在不是时候。
But their response is, now is not yet the time.
我迟早会跟从你。
I will follow you eventually.
但现在不是时候。
Now is not yet the time.
所以他用了一个字叫容我先。
So here it says, Lord, let me first.
你要看他这个容我先合理吗？
So when it says, let me first, is it reasonable?
一个说，等我埋葬我父亲之后，我来跟从你。
First says, let me first go and bury my father.
换句话说，等我父亲离开人世之后，那我尽了做儿子的责任，那我可以跟从你。
In other words, he's saying, after my father has passed away, then I can come and follow after.
在人来看，这是合理的事。
And from man's perspective, this seems very reasonable.
第二个说，我跟从你，让我回家跟我家人讲个拜拜，我再来跟从你。
And the second one said, I will follow you, but let me first go and say bye to my family members.
你说合理吗？
Do you think this is reasonable?
绝对是合理的。
It's very reasonable.
这都是我的亲人。
Because these are my close family.
我跟他们讲个再见，我才跟从你。
And I just want to say them bye, and then I'll follow you.
所以你发现我们的主在这里好像一个没有人情味的人。
So it seems like our Lord here is one who has no emotion.
当我们跟主说现在不是时候，但是主说现在就是时候。
But when we tell the Lord, now is not the time, but the Lord tells us, now is the time.
你要跟从我，现在就跟从我。
If you will follow me, you follow me now.
我记得江弟兄讲过他一个见证。
I remember Brother Kong shared one of his testimonies.
他以前是婴孩受洗的，点水礼的，婴孩就点水。
He received infant baptism with sprinkling.
他长大信主的时候，
After he grew up and believed in the Lord,
他发现圣经 里面没有婴孩受浸或者婴孩受洗点水这回事的。
He realized it was not biblical for infant baptism or sprinkling baptism.
所以他就要去受浸。
And so he wanted to be truly baptized.
是真的浸下去再起来的。
And to be submerged and come out of the water.
但他遇到一个难题。
But he encountered a difficulty.
他父亲是卫理公会的会堵。
His father was a bishop in the Methodist Church.
还蛮出名的。
And perhaps very famous.
他就里面很挣扎。
And so he struggled.
他就跟主说，我受浸是一定会受浸的。
And so he told the Lord, I will be baptized.
但是不是现在。
But now is not yet the time.
现在还不是时候。
Now is not yet the time for me to be baptized.
当他来到主面前，圣灵就对他说
I came before the Lord, the Holy Spirit spoke to him.
爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
the word, if anyone loves father, mother more than me, is not fit to be my disciple.
说他就起来去受浸。
And so he rose up and went to be baptized.
他的行动，他也离开了宗派。
And by his actions, he left the denomination.
我相信他后来的侍奉聚会也离开了他父亲。
And I believe his future service and ministry, he left his father.
弟兄姊妹，这个是有代价的。
Brothers and sisters, there's a price to pay.
我们跟从主是有代价。
We follow after the Lord.
我们可以听很多人在讲，我们也可以很感动。
We can hear many people share about this. We can be very touched.
但是主要的是你起来走嘛。
But the most important is, will you rise up and walk?
当这个环境临到你的时候，你起来走嘛。
When this circumstance comes to you, will you rise up and walk?
主在这里要求的，就是我们跟从他是要绝对的。
The Lord's requirement here is that when we follow Him, we must be absolute.
你看这个主最后一句话说，他说手扶着犁往后看，不配进神的国。
Verse 62, Jesus said to no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
这是一个非常严肃的一个问题。
This is a very serious matter.
主耶稣好像没有给你商量的余地。
It's like the Lord does not give you any place to negotiate.
我等我父亲死了跟从你，我辞别我的家人，不行吗？
That when my father dies, then I follow you. Is this not okay?
但是主在这里说，手扶着犁往后看，不配进神的国。
The Lord responds, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom.
世界的人需要重生得救进我们说天堂。
The people of this world need to be born again and saved so that they can enter into heaven.
基督徒已经能够进天堂。
But believers can already enter into heaven.
我们在这里做什么？
So what are we doing here?
我们今天乃是要进神的国。
Today we are striving to enter the kingdom of
heaven. 我们在这里追求努力就是要进天国。
And we strive today to enter the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要 consider our way. 我们要思想。我们所走的路
Brothers and sisters, we need to consider our ways.
我们现在努力是要进神的国
And today we strive and put in our effort for the kingdom.
如果我们是要进神的国主已经说手扶着犁往后看不配进神的国
And if we want to enter into the kingdom of God, Jesus says clearly, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit.
愿意这些话一直在我们的心中在对我们说
So may these words always be in our heart and speaking to us.
使我们能够绝对跟从我们的主。
So that we can be absolute in following our Lord.
爱主过于一切。
And that we love the Lord over all.
如果这个问题我们没有解决的话，希望弟兄姊妹要正视这个问题。真的绝对跟从我们的主。
If this is a problem we are still struggling over, may we deal with it that we can follow the Lord absolutely.
我今天要继续来谈到这恢复的事。
Today, I want to continue sharing on this work of recovery.
我要跟弟兄姊妹交通到我们要恢复祷告。
And today, I want to share that we need to recover prayer.
我们要恢复祷告的生活。
We need to restore our life of prayer.
成为门徒，我们要懂得怎么祷告。
To be his disciple, we need to know how to pray.
我想我们都说，哎，我们会祷告。
I think we might all.
我们在聚会中也常常祷告。
I pray so much during meetings.
但我们要问，我们真的知道怎么祷告
？But we need to ask, do we really know how to pray?
我们读一些简单一些圣经节哈。
Let us read some Bible verses.
路加福音第六章第十二节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 12.
那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神。
Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God.
路加福音十一章第一节。
Luke chapter 11 verse 1.
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒一样。
Now it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place when he sees that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples.
马太福音第六章第六节
Matthew chapter 6 verse 6
你祷告的时候要进你的内屋关上门祷告你在暗中的父你父在暗中查看必然报答你
But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
我们刚刚读的这个圣经，你发现主耶稣他祷告。
These Bible verses we just read, we see that our Lord Jesus prayed.
神的儿子祷告。
The Son of God prayed.
神的儿子他就是神啊。
Son of God, He is God.
但是他来到地上，站在人的地位，他祷告。
But when He came to earth, He had the position of a man.
圣经告诉我们说他是常常祷告。
And the Bible tells us that He prayed often.
还有第二个，他整夜祷告。
And the second, that He prayed throughout the night.
我们说主，你要决定事情很快了。
We might think, the Lord, you can decide things very quickly.
但是发现圣经里面说他常常祷告，他整夜祷告。
The Bible tells us He often prayed and that He prayed throughout the night.
我们今天，我们看到这里，我们就要考虑，我是一个懂得祷告的人。
So when we read the verses here, we need to consider, are we a person who knows how to pray?
我们有这里有几个人试过整夜祷告的？
How many of us have really prayed throughout the entire night?
我们发现主在这里整夜祷告。
We see that our Lord prayed throughout the whole
night. 那我们问主在为什么事情他在整夜祷告？
So what was our Lord Jesus praying for?
我们读圣经里面，我们发现他在要选十二个使徒。
We see that Jesus had to choose the 12 apostles.
他在门徒中找出十二个使徒。
Out of all the disciples, he had to choose 12 to be his apostles.
他整夜的祷告。
And he prayed throughout the night.
我们相信说主，我要选这个还是选那个？
Praying to God, should I choose this person or that person?
他有很多门徒。
And there are lots of disciples.
但我们看他选的门徒，我们大概发现他真的要很清楚是不是要选这个呢？
When we look at the disciples, we see that Jesus had to be very clear who he chose.
当然如果说神，神你难道不知道选谁吗？
And we say, God, do you not know who you would pick?
当他来到地上，他就要问父神，我可以选这个。
But when Jesus came to earth, he had to ask the Father, can I pick this person?
他问父神，我可以选彼得的吗？
Yes,
他以后三次不认我。
He asked the Father, can I choose Peter? He will deny me three times in the future.
那神都知道，在主都知道了嘛，对吧？
Lord knows all of this.
我可以选彼得的吗？他以后三次不认我。
So can I pick Peter? In the future, he will deny me three times.
我可以选多马吗？他充满怀疑。
Can I pick Thomas? He is full of doubt.
更严重的，我可以选犹大吗？他出卖我。
More serious, can I pick Judas? Because in the future he will betray me.
有时候我们发现主耶稣选的门徒，怎么都是好像对付他一样。
So we see why is it the apostles our Lord Jesus chose seems like that.
我们今天要选人跟从都是对我都比较贴心的人。
And so the people we might pick are those who are close to us, who are nice to us.
但我们的主他要选这些人，你发现他整夜祷告。
So for our Lord to choose these people, he prayed the whole night.
可能他还有一些人最后算了，不可以选了。
And perhaps there are others who he cannot pick as well.
这段圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣选十二个门徒，没有你我想象的简单。
This Bible verse tells us that for our Lord Jesus to pick the 12 apostles is not as easy as we might have thought.
他真的用尽他的心力在主面，在父神的面前祷告。我该选谁？
And he used his heart and came in prayer before the Father to pray.
所以圣经告诉我们说，第二天早上他就开始选这些人。
And so the Bible tells us the next morning that he chose these people.
我们再看哈，主耶稣的祷告，他什么呀？他说独自出去上山祷告。
And we also see that Jesus went by himself and went to the mountain.
我们都是很多都是喜欢群众的人。
I think many times we like to be around a group of people.
但是你发现耶稣要祷告，他离开了群众。
But we see that Jesus left behind the multitude.
他一个人专心到父面前去祷告。
And he went by himself to be focused before the Father to pray.
我们的主告诉门徒，也告诉你跟我，我们要真的好好懂得祷告，离开群众。
Our Lord Jesus told his disciples and is telling you and I that if we want to pray, need to pray, we need to go into, we need to go away from the multitude and pray by ourselves.
主怎么说？进入你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父。
The Lord says, go into your room and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place.
有几个人试过？
How many of you have done this?
进你的内屋，我不知道你的内屋在哪里啊。进你的内屋关上门祷告你暗中的父。
I don't know how many of you have tried it, when you go into your room, shut your door and pray to your father.
如果你试过的话，我相信，如果你刚开始试的，我相信百分之百，你一关上门，跪下来，没有几秒钟，你满脑袋在想别的东西啊。
I think if you have tried this in the past, especially a new believer, I'm almost guaranteed that once you shut your door, go on your knees and pray to the Lord, that your mind is instantly thinking about other things.
外面的环境是安静的。
That all of the outside environment is quiet.
我里面是翻腾的。
But inside is just full of turmoil.
我里面是充满了一堆的声音。
And within there are so many different voices.
我们的主是能够独自上山去祷告。
And so our Lord Jesus went by himself to the mountain to pray.
我们能够有安静一个人能够祷告。
Can we quiet ourselves and pray alone to the Lord?
我们知道主在这里不是说你一定要找个房间把自己关在里面。
We know our Lord is not saying we have to go find a room and close ourselves in the room.
我们的主说把你的心安静下来好像进了一个门。祷告你暗中的父啊。
But our Lord is saying that you need to quiet your hearts down as if you entered into the
room. 祷告最要紧，我们的心安静下来。
The most important part of prayer is that our hearts can quiet down.
弟兄姊妹，祷告在对基督徒来讲是非常重要的事。
Brothers and sisters, prayer to Christians is a very important matter.
看来我们都会祷告。
It looks like we all know how to pray.
但我们也要承认祷告看来也很难。
But we have to confess that prayer does seem quite difficult.
所以你看门徒在哪里？说教我们祷告。
So we see the disciples here ask the Lord, teach us how to pray.
我想我们也遇到有人说教我们祷告。
And maybe we meet other people and we ask them, teach us how to pray.
但我们问这个问题的时候是什么？我们希望一二三四五，哎，做完这个我祷告成功。
But I think what we're thinking about is give me the steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, then I will know how to pray.
我们今天说教我们祷告，不是跟着规条一二三四五这个教法的。
But when we are saying to learn how to pray, it is not just following the steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
我们祷告，今天很多人的祷告我们发现我们不知道主有没有在听。
But we see one big problem is that when many people pray, they do not know if the Lord is listening.
可能主都没在听。
Perhaps the Lord is not even listening to your prayer.
最可怕的，你也不 care 主有没有在听。
And most frightening is that you do also do not even care
when the Lord is listening. 你只关心我讲过了。
All you care is that I have said these words.
主有没有在听，这个我不懂。
And if the Lord does not hear, I don't understand that.
我们神的儿女今天在地上行走。
As God's children, we are living on this earth.
我们在地上做事。
We do things on this earth.
我们必定会遇到发现我们是有限，许多事我们做不来的。
We will encounter situations and realize that we are so limited.
我们要懂得去跟主祷告。
And at this time, we need to learn how to pray to the Lord.
你知道以斯帖，他去见亚哈水鲁王的时候，他对王说我有所要，我有所求。
We know that Esther, when she appeared before King Ahasuerus, she told him that there is something I see, there is something I desire.
我们知道以斯帖得到王的答回复的。
We know that Esther was the queen.
Esther received the answer from.
Esther received the answer from the king.
我们今天祷告，我们有真的从主得到回复吗？
So when we pray to the Lord, do we really hear a response from the Lord?
So 第一件事关于祷告，我们要恢复经历所听我的祷告。
So the first thing when we think of prayer, when we come restore prayer, we need to know that the Lord answer my prayer.
如果我们祷告根本不在乎主有没有听的，我们只做一个宗教家。
If we do not care whether the Lord has heard our prayer, then we are just a religious person.
我们只知道说我们该祷告。
All we know is we ought to pray.
因为基督徒就要祷告。
Because Christians ought to pray.
我现在发现有些人信主好多人祷告拿着一张纸照读的。
I found that some people, as they believe in the Lord so many years, yet they pray, they read the paper.
是话都非常好好听。
And the words they say are very beautiful.
似乎我们祷告是给我旁边的人听的。
And perhaps you're praying to those around you.
我们今年祷告是给我暗中的父听的。
But my prayer is to our Father who is in the secret place.
并且他要听得见回复我的祷告。
And he needs to hear our prayer and respond to our prayer.
我们读一节圣经。
Let us read a Bible verse.
约翰福音第十一章
John chapter 11
我们读四十一节后面一半还有四十二节前面一半
John chapter 11 verse 41 to 42
他说父啊我感谢你因为你已经听我我也知道你常听我
So the latter part of 41 the beginning of 42 Father I thank you that you have heard me and I know that you always hear me
你知道我心中常常有一个盼望
I have a hope in my heart
就是我们有许多人在生活中能够有这个事实
Is that, and that many of us can have this reality in our lives
主啊你已经听我
Lord you have already heard me
主啊你常常听
And Lord you always hear me
我恐怕我们今天的祷告说主啊你从来不听我。
Maybe our prayer is, Lord, you never hear me.
主啊，我好像没听过你听过我，我祷告过。
Lord, I don't think I've ever experienced you answering my prayer.
但我们的主怎么说？他来到父神面前，他说：“父，我知道你已经听了我，并且我知道你常常听我。”
What does our Lord say? He says, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me.
如果我们祷告没有这个，你还祷告吗
？If we pray, we do not have this reality. Why are we still praying?
我们祷告完了，我们起来照我的意思做事。
After we are finished praying, we go and just do things our own way.
你要知道，主耶稣讲这个话不是他独有的权利。
We see that when our Lord Jesus said this, it is not just his own privilege.
这个权利也给了我们。
But this privilege is given to all of us.
我们有多少人可以说主啊我知道你已经听了
So how many of us can say I know that you have heard me
我也知道我许多的祷告我常常的祷告 你都听了
And I know that my constant prayer all my prayers I know that you always hear me
主把这个权利给了我们
The Lord has given us this privilege
约翰福音十四章十三十四节这样说
John chapter 14 verse 13 to 14 says this
你们奉我的名无论求什么我必成就叫父因儿子的荣耀你们若奉我的名求什么我必成就
And whatever you ask in my name that I will do that the Father may be glorified in the Son If you ask anything in my name I will do it
哇那主已经把这个权利给了我们
Our Lord Jesus has already given us this privilege.
主从死里复活之后，他说：“我的名你可以用。”
And our Lord, after He resurrected from the dead, He says, "My name you can use."
他这里讲了两次说：“你奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就。”
And He says here twice that whatever you ask in My name, I will do it.
那今天我们的经历告诉我们说：“我奉你的名求什么，什么都没成就。”
But yet in our experiences, it seems like we seek the Lord in His name, but nothing is accomplished.
为什么在我经历里面跟主的话有这么大的矛盾？
So why is there so much difference between my experience and what the word of the Lord says?
原因问题在哪里？
And where is the issue?
那我们来提几件事情。
Let us bring up a few points.
第一个，我们祷告需要有专一的祷告。
The first is our prayer must be specific and single-minded.
我们今天许多的祷告都是笼统的 very general.
Today, the issue is many of our prayers are just very general.
有时候我们祷告也很属灵我们都说愿你的旨意成就
And it may sound very spiritual, Lord, let your will be accomplished.
我们连主的旨意是什么都不知道
Yeah, we do not even know what the will of the Lord
is. 但是我们说愿你的旨意成就
But we pray, let your will be accomplished.
很多时候其实我们是不在意这件事的
But in fact, we don't actually care what the
就算主的旨意成就你也不知道那是主的旨意
Even if the Lord's will is accomplished, you don't know it is His will.
你知道主耶稣在克西马利园他祷告
In the Garden of Gethsemane, our Lord Jesus prayed.
他说我父啊倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。
He prayed, "If it, oh my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass." has for me.
主耶稣的祷告非常专一的。
Our Lord Jesus' prayer is very specific.
他在哪里只有祷告一件事，倘若可行，叫这杯离开我。
He said, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me.
但他知道，我如果今天真的背负世人的罪，上十字架，我跟父就有一段时间是分离的。
He knows that if he would take the sins of the world on his shoulders, then there would be a moment where he is separated from the Father.
在永远到永远，他跟父神从来没分离过。
From eternity to eternity, there has never been a time where he has been separated from the Father.
为着要救赎他所创造堕落的人，父神跟他都要有一段时间就分离。
But for the fallen man, the man who he created, he is willing to be separated from the Father.
我们要好好思想父神跟主如何的爱我们。
We need to see how much the Father and the Son, Lord Jesus,
他为着救我们，如果你读圣经，他祷告的汗如雪滴的下来。
And we see that through this prayer, Lord Jesus' sweat was like.
主说，我有一个祷告，就是父啊，我不要跟你分离。
And our Lord Jesus had this prayer, I do not want to be separated from the Father.
他一祷告，他知道主的旨意。父神的旨意为了救世界上的人，我儿子必须担负这些人的罪而死。
But Jesus knew our Father's will that to save man, to save sinners, Jesus his son must die on the cross.
所以主耶稣就说了，然而不要照我的意思，乃照你的意思。
That's why Jesus says, not as I will, but as you will.
他知道那个旨意是什么的。
He knows what the Father's will is.
说不照我的意思，那是照你的意思。
So、not as I will, but as you will.
这个叫做愿你的旨意成就。
This is what it means to have.
主我们的主完成了这个救恩。
So after our Lord Jesus accomplished his salvation,
主给我们一个应许，说凡奉他的名祷告，无论是什么，都为你成就。
So our Lord Jesus gave us this promise that whatever you ask in my name, I will do it.
你知道这句话不是说为着我自，我今天要享乐，要求什么都有。
And we need to see this not for our own pleasure or enjoyment, that whatever we want, we can.
圣经告诉我们不可以妄求。
The Bible tells us that we cannot pray wrongly for these things.
我们也不可以有是自私的祷告。
And we cannot have a selfish prayer.
我们就是为着个人的享乐的需要的祷告。
And just pray for our own vain pleasures and
enjoyment. 因为这一切主必定不听的。
Because the Lord will not hear these prayers.
我们奉主的名的祷告乃是跟他的心意是一致的。
When we pray in the name of Lord Jesus, it must be one with his will.
我们奉主的名的祷告跟他的果是有关的。
When we pray in the name of Lord Jesus, it has to do with his kingdom.
神的旨意，神的果的事情跟我们每天生活也息息有关。
God's will and His kingdom has to do with our everyday life.
我听过这个见证。
I heard this testimony.
有个弟兄住在一个很穷苦的一个农村的一个老姊妹家里。
A brother was staying at a poor village in the elder sister's house.
他就发现这个老姊妹他们一只鸡飞走。
And they found
母鸡啊，一只母鸡飞走。
One of the hens that the elder sister had flown away.
你知道，对这些穷苦人家来讲啊，鸡很重要，因为会下蛋。
And for these people who are very poor, the hens are very important for eggs.
有蛋吃，能够有营养。
And they have nutrients from the eggs.
这个老姊妹就祷告，主啊，把那个鸡叫那只鸡回来。
And the elder sister prayed, "Let this hen come back."
第二天，那只鸡就飞回来了。
And the next day, the hen came back.
我们发现这些老姊妹在农村呢，圣经知识不多的。
And so we see that the elder sister in the village, she did not have much Bible knowledge.
他们经历，他们学习，能够专一的祷告。
But they learned to pray specifically, single-minded to the Lord.
就是为着一只鸡，他也去祷告。
Even for a hen, they prayed before the Lord.
这只鸡就回来了。
And the hen came back.
你知道有时候我们如果真的有学习的话，我们一个意念主都立刻答应。
We see that if we have experience and learning before the Lord, that even if we have this thought, that the Lord will answer it.
所以第一个我们需要学习的是专一的祷告。
And so the first thing we need to learn is have this specific prayer before the Lord.
第二个我们要有负担的祷告。
The second is we must pray with burden.
我们再读一些圣经节。
Let's read some more Bible verses.
耶利米书第29章12到第13节。
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 12 to 13.
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me and I will listen to you and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
使徒行传第十二章第五节。
Acts chapter 12 verse 5.
于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切祷告神。
Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church.
哥罗西书第四章第二节。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 2.
你们要恳切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving.
第二个点，我们祷告要有负担。
And so the second point I want to share is that we must pray with burden.
我们很多的祷告就是讲一些话出来就是。
So much of our prayer, we just say a few words.
里面没有负担。
But within, we have no burden.
所以你要知道，我们说我们晚上睡觉前祷告，你没什么祷告，主谢谢你给我一天平安，把它就睡着了。
So we say we pray before we go to sleep, and all you pray is, Lord, I thank you for giving me a good day.
我们没什么在主面前是专一的。
But there is not so much.
我们没有专一，我们也没有负担。
We are not specific in our prayer, and we have no burden.
难怪主不常听我们的祷告。
No wonder the Lord does not often answer our prayers.
刚刚读的这些圣经节，里面提到说我是恳切，并且是向我的主、我的神呼求的。
We see that we call upon the Lord, seek Him with all our heart.
这里我们看到彼得的例子。
We see the example of Peter.
彼得被抓了。
Peter was taken captive.
教会弟兄姊妹切切地为他祷告。
And constant prayer was offered to him by the church.
切切地呼求神。
They constantly prayed to God.
要彼得能够得释放
so that Peter could be free from prison.
你发现彼得最终就得释放
and we see that Peter was freed.
并且那个释放很奇妙的释放
and he was freed in a miraculous way.
在半夜神派天使把每一个门都打开给他走出去
that the Lord sent an angel and opened all the doors so that Peter could escape.
我们需要学习有负担的祷告。
So we need to learn to pray with burden.
我想我也跟弟兄姊妹交通过。是司布真弟兄的一个交通帮助了我。
I've also shared with brothers and sisters in the past the story from Brother Spurgeon that really helped me.
我也曾经跟你们说过我不懂得祷告。
And I also share with you that I don't know how to pray.
我只能够有事找我妈祷告，因为她懂得怎么祷告。
That when something happened to me, I would seek my mother, and she would know how to pray.
我不懂得祷告。
I did not know how to pray.
但是我很想知道怎么祷告。
But I want to know how to pray.
所以有一次给我读到司布真弟兄的交通。
And so one time I read Brother Spurgeon sharing.
他说天上好像有一个大钟。
And he said, in heaven, there's like a great big bell there.
我们的祷告就是摇铃打响这个钟。
And so our prayer is like we're down here swinging the rope, trying to make the bell sound.
所有的祷告都在摇铃。
And we keep ringing the bell, trying to make it sound.
但是笼统的祷告或者没有负担的祷告天上的钟从来没响过。
But if we're just...saying the words or praying without burden, then the bell in heaven has never rung.
我们需要有负担，用力地摇这个钟，天上的钟响了。
But when we pray with burden, we really swing this rope, then the ring of the bell sounds in heaven.
当天上的钟响了之后，你每个祷告都有回复。
And when the bell sounds, all your prayers will have a response.
你知道这件事，当我明白了之后。我每次这样摇， 几乎可以说没有一次主没有回应。
Brothers and sisters, when I saw that, and when I see every time I pray, basically every time I have a response from the Lord.
主的回答，主一定有回答。
The Lord will have a response to us.
主的回答是 yes, 成就了。
The Lord's response can be yes, it is accomplished.
主的回答也可以 no, 我不做这个事。
The Lord's response can also be no, I will not do this.
或者主的回答说我另有做法。
Or the Lord's response is, I have another way of doing it.
但是你会发现主一定回答。
But we see that the Lord will have a response.
So 我们要学祷告，我们要真的知道什么叫祷告，我们要专一，要有负担的祷告。
So if we want to know how to pray, we must pray specifically and we must pray with burden.
你看大卫跟神说，我愿意为你建殿。
We see that David told the Lord, I'm willing to build a temple for you.
非常专一。
He was so specific.
大卫很有负担。
David had such a strong burden for this.
神回答什么？你这个意念好。
And what's the Lord's response? This is a good desire.
神的做法是说，不是你建。
But God's way, he said, you will not build it.
你儿子建。
Your son will build the temple.
我们如果祷告，啊，不是我，我儿子干。
And so maybe for us, he said, oh, not me, my son, I won't do anymore.
那我们的祷告太掺杂了。
But we see that perhaps our prayer was too muddled.
我们的大卫祷告，我就是要在地上有个殿被建起来。
But David's prayer was that I want God's house, that temple to be established on the
earth. 神的回答，不是我建，行了，我儿子建已经很好了，我还是全力的为建殿预备所有的材料。
And so David's response was, if God doesn't want me to build it, he wants my son to build it, that's great. I will still prepare all the materials to build the temple.
我也跟你们交通过，我以前为着我的室友，他的婚姻祷告。
I have also shared that for my roommate in the past, we pray for his marriage.
那时我们的认识是父母要定夺我们的婚事的。
And at that time, our understanding was that his parents rejected his marriage.
No.Parents decide.
Oh, parents decide the marriage.
Children's marriage. 但他父亲已经过世，他妈瘫在那里瘫了十年。
And his father had already passed away, and his mother could not speak for 10 years.
怎么办呢？
And so, what can we do?
所以有一天，我们大概有三个弟兄，我们在祷告。有一天就说，让他妈开口定夺这个婚事。
And so we prayed that his mom be able to open her mouth so that she could confirm this marriage.
驴神都可以开口讲人话，何况一个人只是贪了开个口讲回人话应该行吧。
And so our prayer was that in the Bible, since the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, Lord can also open a woman who is paralyzed.
我们那时候是很兴奋，有目标专一的祷告。
We had a goal, so we prayed for this.
我们大概祷告了三个月，他妈死了。
We prayed for about 3 months and then her mother passed away. His mother passed away.
那是把我们吓坏了。
And this scared us.
我们是祷告要他妈开口，怎么死掉呢？
He wanted his mother to open her mouth to speak, but yet she passed away.
但我他妈是一个信主的姊妹，那这么痛苦，在这里已经十年了，到乐园里。是好的无比。
And his mother was a believer, and for her to suffer for these 10 years on this earth, for her to be in paradise, it is much better for her.
虽然神没照我们的祷告成就，但是我们最终的祷告就是让他们能够结婚。
And so although the Lord did not answer our prayer in this way, our goal was that two of them could be married.
结果他们真的结婚。
And so indeed, the two of them got married.
所以主还是成就了这个答案。
So the Lord still answered this prayer, just not how we expected it to happen.
第三个点，我们来读几个圣经。
The third, let us read some more Bible verses.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十七节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17.
那这个大家都很熟了，非常短的四个字，不住祷告。
We're all very familiar with these.Verse, pray without ceasing.
路加福音十八章第一节。
Luke chapter 18 verse 1.
耶稣说一个比喻是要人常常祷告不可灰心。
Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart.
哥林多后书第十二章第八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 8.
为这事我三次求过主 叫这刺离开我。
Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me.
马太福音二十六章四十四节。
Matthew chapter 26 verse 44.
耶稣又离开他们去了，第三次祷告，说的话还是跟先前一样。
So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words.
第三个点，我们要主听祷告，我们要不住的祷告。
And so third point is, if we want the Lord to answer our prayer, we must ceaselessly pray.
我们是最没有恒心的人。
We are people who cannot constantly do things.
我们就祷告几次，没结果，不祷告。
We pray a few times, no result, we stop praying.
主在这里说，我们要一直的祷告，不要灰心。
But our Lord tells us to ceaselessly pray and not lose heart.
我们是太容易灰心的人。
It is so easy for us to lose heart.
我们甚至只要主拖一段时间，我们已经没有力气祷告了。
Even if the Lord just delays a little bit in His answering, then we have no strength to pray.
在这里主告诉我们说，只要你 consistent, 你一直的祷告，祷告答案迟早会来的。
But the Lord tells us that as long as we consistently, constantly pray, the Lord's answer will come.
主答应祷告不是照我们的 timetable 的，主答应祷告是照着他的心意。
The Lord answers our prayer not according to our own timetable, but according to the Lord's will.
我能够出国是我妈祷告来的。
For me to leave the country and come here is from my mother's prayer.
我们诗歌里面有一首诗歌说，我们祷告主答应是会来的，只是答应有早有晚。
There's this hymn that we sing that the Lord answers prayer, but it could be soon or it could be later.
我们能够很坚持的一直祷告。
But can we not lose heart and continue to ceaselessly?
如果答案晚了来，我们就退缩了。
If the response to prayer comes later, will we lose heart?
我们知道但以理为了明白将来的事，他祷告时。
We know that because Daniel wants to understand the things that happen in the future, he prayed to God.
圣经告诉我们说，他第一天祷告，神就派天使长出来。
The Bible tells us that the first day Daniel prayed, that God sent angels.
二十一天，他的答案答应才来到。
But 21 days later, did he receive the response?
天使长来找。见他的时候，他说：“波斯的魔君拦阻了我二十一天。”
And when the angel came to him, told Daniel that the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days.
你要知道，我们有些祷告摸着神的心意，仇敌就拦阻。
We see that when our prayer touches the heart and the will of God, then Satan will do things to hold it back.
我们常常祷告说：“主啊，拦阻仇敌的作为。”
And we pray to the Lord to restrain the work of the enemy.
不要只是讲讲。
We cannot just say.
因为你越靠近主的心意，你越要祷告求主拦阻仇敌的作为。
Because the more closer we get to the heart of God, the more we need to pray to restrain the work of the enemy.
所以但以理他能够坚持祷告二十一天，答案来了。
So Daniel ceaselessly prayed for 21 days and his prayer was answered.
我们从保罗跟主耶稣的身上，你发现他们都祷告三次。
We see in our Lord Jesus and in Paul's life, they pray three times for a matter.
哦，主教我们祷告，每个祷告三次。
Oh, this is how we ought to pray. Everything I will pray three times.
你如果这样做的话，你又走宗教的路了。
But I'm afraid that if you walk this way, then you are walking the way of religion.
保罗的事跟主耶稣。三次乃是告诉我们说，我们祷告要把你所专一要的，把它祷告的透。
When it says three times here, it is saying that when we pray until we have prayed completely the burden.
我们要祷告到看到答案，我们才停止。
And we pray until we see the answer, see the response, then we stop.
这里不是叫你祷告三次。
Here is not telling you to pray three times.
这三次的原则乃是我祷告到我已经知道主听了。
But the principle of the three times is that I pray and I know the Lord has answered the prayer.
我知道主在这里已经要成就这件事情了。
Know that the Lord will already accomplish this thing.
我才停止我的祷告。
That is when I stop praying.
说保罗说有一根刺在我身上，我祷告了三次，我祷告透了， 我得到主的回答。
And so Paul said, there's a thorn in my side. I prayed with the Lord three times, and then I got my answer.
他得到主的回答是什么？
And what was the Lord's response?
主说我不拿走你的刺。
Lord says, I will not remove the thorn.
那主还说我的恩典够你用。
And the Lord told him, my grace is sufficient for you.
主有回答的。
The Lord had an answer.
我们祷告乃是要得到主的回答。
And so when we pray, it is to receive the Lord's response and answer.
弟兄姊妹，我们祷告如果不等主的回答，我们就收了。我们的祷告基本上是对空气讲话。
Brothers and sisters, if we pray and we do not wait for the Lord's response, it is like we are just praying to air.
你知道多少朋友说，哎，基督徒祷告不是对空气讲话？
Do you see how many gospel friends say, oh, when Christians pray, they just pray to the air?
如果我们没有经历主，怎么听我的祷告？我听了朋友，这是不信主的人讲，我就觉得，哎，对呀，我也在对空气讲话。
If we don't have the experience of the Lord answering our prayer, we might think, oh, I actually, that's the same thing for me, that I just prayed to air.
弟兄姊妹，要不住的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we need to ceaselessly pray.
之前很多圣经节我们要好好读，好像那不义的官，但是我们一直求，连不义的官都要来回答，替你做事。
And so there were things that, so many Bible verses that we didn't have chance to read, but we see that when we pray, even those unrighteous things will have to answer to you.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们今天要学祷告不只是三件事。
And so we see to learn to pray it's more than just these three things.
我们要主听我们的祷告不只是三件事。
And for the Lord to hear our prayer more than just these three things.
你知道我们要主听我人必须对。
And so for the Lord to answer our prayer I must be a right
person. 我在罪中主绝对不听。
If I'm in sin the Lord will not answer my prayer.
我们祷告要懂得宣告。
And when we pray, we need to learn to proclaim.
我能够宣告我的主是得胜。
I proclaim that my Lord is victorious.
在我还难处中，我能够宣告与我同在的，与他们同在的更多。
That when I pray, I proclaim that the one who is with me is greater than the one who is with them.
在征战的时候，我能够宣告在我里面的比在你里面的大。
In times of tribulation and trial, we can say the one in me is greater than the one in you.
我们也要能够，我们很重要，要能够信。
And importantly, we must have faith.
我们如果不信，我们所祷告的对象，你不用想有任何的回答。
If we do not have faith in the Lord who we pray to, we will not get an answer.
我们能够信，主要的，我抓住一些事实。
And so we have faith because we can hold on to these facts.
我抓住主的应许。
I hold on to His promises.
我凭信向主呼求。
And by faith, I pray to the Lord.
这些我今天都不讲了。
Today I will not look into these.
我只在这里祝福要讲了这三件事情。
My focus is on these three things.
我们要专一的祷告。
One, we need to pray very specific.
我们需要有负担的祷告。
We need to pray with burden.
我们要不住的祷告。
And we need to pray ceaselessly.
因为今天我们很需要恢复的。但是在我们每一个都能够说我的主是听我祷告的主。
Because one very important thing we need to restore today is that the Lord Jesus answers my prayer.
在我们信主的年日一直增加的时候，我们能够说我的主是常听我的祷告。
And as the time that we believe in the Lord increase, that we can say the Lord always answers my prayer.
如果我们的路一直往前走，我没法讲，那我今天在怎么过我基督徒的生活？
And if we cannot say this, then as we are, how are we living our Christian life?
我很难告诉人说我的主是又真又活的神。
And then it becomes very difficult for me to say my Lord is the true and living God.
所以我生活没什么力量。
And so in my life, there's not much.
我传福音只会讲道理。
When I share the gospel, it is only doctrine.
在我里面没有一个力量出来。
But there's no strength from within.
因为我没办法讲说我的主常听我。
Because I cannot say that the Lord is
one. 我没办法说我的主已经听了，我的主常听。
Or that the Lord has already heard my prayer. The Lord constantly hears my prayer.
但愿这个事情能够恢复。
So may we be able to recover this thing.
我们不唱高调。
We don't just say these high words.
我们今天要很实在的守这条天路。
But we need to see the reality and walk this heaven.
我们弟兄已经在交通说我们一定要根基扎稳。
Our brother shared that we need to have a solid foundation.
祷告是一个非常重要的根基啊。
And so prayer is a very important foundation.
如果主不听我，我在做什么？
If the Lord does not hear my prayer, then what am I doing?
我每天生活靠自己啊。
Then every day I live my life just trusting in myself.
我不是靠着我自己。
And I do not rely on my Lord.
是求主在我们身上做这件事。
So may the Lord do this thing in our life.
祷告还有另外一件事。
And prayer also has another aspect.
就是与主交通
and it's the fellowship with the Lord.
我们需要恢复祷告有一件事情要恢复这个交通
and if we want to restore prayer we need to restore fellowship with the Lord.
我们也读几段的圣经
let's read some Bible verses.
以弗所书第六章第十八节
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18
上一半他说靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求并要在此警醒不倦
Just the first part, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance.
提摩太前书第二章第八节最后几个字
1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8
他那里说随处祷告
And it says, I desire therefore that men pray everywhere.
我们知道今天主要我们学习的祷告什么？随时随处。
So we see that our Lord Jesus wants us to pray anytime, anywhere.
这个跟你进去内屋有差别。
This is different from you going into your quiet place.
前面主说你要独自上山，你要进你的内屋祷告。
We see that Lord Jesus went to the mountain. He said you need to go into your room and pray.
但是这里说随时。随处的祷告。
But here it says pray anytime, anywhere.
弟兄姊妹，你走路可以祷告。
You can pray when you are walking.
那今天很多人都说，哎，我们去去散步。
And many people say, let's take a stroll today.
对，我们都找别人去散步，说，不不，他们讲一堆话。
And then we find someone to go walk with us, and we can talk a lot.
我发现一些老弟兄啊，他们出去散步，自己散步的时候，他们一直在祷告。
And I see elder brothers, when they walk by themselves, they are praying.
我们在开车可以祷告。
We can pray when we are driving.
我请你不要闭眼睛。
Just don't close your eyes.
我们祷告我暗中的父。
That we pray to our Lord who sees in
us. 好不好？那开车的时间就是你的内屋。
And that driving time can be your quiet time.
有些人说，我不要开车开这么远。
And some people say, I do not want to drive so far.
当我们公司搬到 Egan 好远的时候。
When my company moved to Egan, it was very far from me.
是我有不同的学习。
I had a different learning.
我很享受这个 long distance.
I really enjoyed the long distance drive.
因为我在车上可以不停地跟主讲话。
Because on the drive, I could have so much fellowship with the Lord.
你在以前啊，人就旁边的人就会觉得你神经病。
And some people might think that you're strange.
You're crazy.
Crazy.
对，自己在跟自己讲话。
And you're talking to yourself.
但今天又有 Bluetooth 又什么人家以为你在讲电话
But now with like Bluetooth headphones they might just think you're talking to someone on the phone
但你要知道这个 long distance 的 driving 是我发现跟主讲话一个非常好的地方
But this long distance drive I found was a very good time for me to fellowship with
the Lord 为什么这里为什么要说我们要随时随处的祷告
So why does our Lord say we have to pray anytime, anywhere?
因为我们的主希望我们跟他交通
Because the Lord wants us to have fellowship with him
我们除了跟他求事情要蒙答应之外
Outside of praying to him and getting an answer
我们要跟我们的主交通
We need to have fellowship with our Lord
我们跟主交通我们认识我们的主
In our fellowship, we know our
我们跟主交通认识他的心意
In our fellowship, we know his heart
我们跟主交通我们能够主所要的在我们里面能够建立那个负担
In our fellowship what we can build the burden in our hearts for what the Lord wants
那最重要的我们来读两段圣经
But most importantly let us look at 2
哥林多前书二章十四节
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事反倒以为愚拙并且不能知道因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
约翰福音第四章二十三、二十四节。
John chapter 4 verse 23 and 24.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。 神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
我们今天一直随时随处跟主祷告交通，有一个结果，我们成为属灵的人。
When we pray anytime, anywhere, and have fellowship with the Lord, one result is that we become a spiritual man.
一个重生得救的人，我们的灵已经 regenerated, 我们已经重生了。
As a born-again person, we already have a regenerated spirit.
我们的灵能够跟神交通的。
And through our spirit, we can have fellowship with God.
神救我们来，要我们成为一个属灵的人。
And God saved us so that we could be a spiritual person.
但今天在基督徒当中有两批的人。
But among Christians today, there are two groups of people.
一批是属灵的人。
One group is a spiritual person.
但另外一批是属血气的人，或者天然的人。
But one group is according to the natural man or the fleshly man.
哥林多前书这里讲的不是说一批信主的，一批不信主的。
First Corinthians here is not saying one group believes in the Lord, one group does not.
哥林多前书这里说，第二章这里说，乃是两批的，都是信主重生的人。
But 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is speaking of two groups of people who are both believers.
They're all born again.
They are all born again.
但是有一批是属灵的，有一批是属血气。
But yeah, one group is according to the natural man, and one group according to the spiritual man.
保罗在这里告诉我们说，如果你重生得救了，你是一个属血气的人，属灵的事你不懂的。
Paul is saying here that if you believe in the Lord, born again, but you are a natural man, then you do not understand the things of God.
保罗在这里说，你不领会属灵的事。
That you do not receive the things of God.
他不止这样说，你不领会，你也不能知道。
And not only can you not receive them, but they are foolishness and you cannot know them.
这是严重的事。
Brothers, this is a very serious matter.
你知道，如果教会里面充满了这种重生得救，但是是属血气的人，你知道结果是什么？
Brothers and sisters, if the church is full of these born again Christians who live according to their natural man, do you know what the result is?
真正属灵的事，你听不懂。
But the true spiritual things you cannot understand.
保罗还说你以为是愚拙的。
And Paul says that you even think they are foolishness.
你就照着你以为是对的你就一直做。
And you only do things according to what you think is right.
你知道这教会里面的影响有多大吗？
Do you see what a big impact this has on the church?
说弟兄姊妹我们必须恢复能够与主的交通。
So brothers and sisters, we must restore fellowship with the Lord.
我们要跟主能够交通使我能够成为一个属灵的人。
We need to fellowship with the Lord so that I can be a spiritual person.
保罗在这里讲的话很重。
The words Paul says here are very serious, very heavy.
你不能够成为属灵的人，你不能够领会明白属灵的事。
That if you're not a spiritual person, you cannot receive or understand things of God. Though you are born again,
但是你不能明白。
But yet you cannot understand.
你就照着你不能明白的，你就要讲我觉得要怎么做。
And Though you do not understand, you say how you think they should go.
你知道这个对神儿女有多大的伤害？
Do we see how much harm this is causing to brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，不要小看我们到主面前的祷告。
So we cannot belittle the importance of coming to God in prayer.
我们必须恢复，能够都成为属灵的人。
We must restore that every one of us can be a spiritual person.
圣经我没有都读哈，他保罗说哈，圣灵只将属灵的事讲给属灵的人。
And read all the Bible verses, but Paul tells us that the Holy Spirit only reveals the spiritual things to the spirit.
圣灵不把属灵的事讲给属血气的人听的。
The Holy Spirit does not reveal the spiritual things to the natural person.
所以你发现我们听很多的道。
So we see that we hear so many of these messages.
如果我是一个本质我就是一个属血气的人。
if I am determined that I am a natural man.
难怪我听许多的道不进来呢。
No wonder that when I hear all these messages, nothing comes to my heart.
因为我听不懂。
Because I can't understand it.
我上网去听，我怎么都听很多的道。
I go online, I hear all these messages.
我只剩下是头脑知道。
All I'm left is just some head knowledge.
我没有那个 capacity.我能够明白听得懂这些话。
I don't have the capacity that I can understand these words.
因为圣灵只把属灵的事讲给属灵的人听。
Because the Holy Spirit only reveals the spiritual things to the spiritual person.
因为只有属灵的人能够领会圣灵要讲的话。
Because only the spiritual person can receive and understand the things of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要求主给我们真的恢复祷告。
So brothers and sisters, we need to seek the Lord that we can restore.
当然，成为属灵的人不是只是从祷告来的。
Of course, we know to be a spiritual person is not just from prayer.
祷告只是一个管道。
The prayer is just one.
要成为一个属灵的人，也从十字架来的。
To be a spiritual person also comes from the working of.
但这个是不是我今天要讲的
？But this is not my burden to share.
我们今天要恢复祷告，跟主交通，使我们能够。有路使我们成为一个属灵的人。
And so we have fellowship with the Lord. We pray to the Lord so that we can be a spiritual.
主耶稣对那撒玛利亚妇人说，现在来到我面前敬拜的不再在山上或者在耶路撒冷。
And the Lord Jesus told the Samaritan woman at the well that now those who worship me do not worship on the mountain or worship in the temple.
今天来到我面前乃是用心灵与诚实。
But those who worship, worship in spirit and truth.
我们要抓住一件事，随时随处的祷告。
So we need to grab hold of this to pray anytime, anywhere.
你说两个人在恋爱中，他们真的随时随处都在讲话。
We know that when two people are in courtship, that they have constant conversation with one another.
现在有这么多 media, 那。那这一有空就打两个字，你在干嘛
？Now with all the social media messaging, it's so easy to just send a few words. How are you doing?
对吧？随时随处都讲话。
And they can talk anytime, anywhere.
我们今天一试，我们发现跟主没话讲。
But we try it out with the Lord, we see that we have no words to speak to our Lord.
我们还能够说我爱我的主
？Can we still say that we love our Lord?
主爱我们没问题啊。
We know the Lord loves us.
是我们这边的天线出问题了。
But it's the reception on our end. Do we love the Lord?
接受不了。
We cannot accept it.
我们能够跟他无时无刻讲话吗
？Can we have ceaseless fellowship with the Lord?
我们要记得，我们的本性就是属血气的。
We need to remember that by our nature that we are flesh.
或者说，圣经也告诉我们。是一个属肉体的人，问题是我很体贴我的肉体。
And so, the Bible tells us that we are very considerate of our flesh.
我们一点事情都不能够有伤害。
That we don't want anything to harm us.
我怎么可能成为一个属灵的人
？How can I be a spiritual person?
我爱自己，你爱得不得了。
I love myself so much.
说出许多的话是进到我脑袋。
So many of the God's word is only in my mind.
没办法能够成为属灵的人。
And I cannot become the spiritual man.
说我们必须求主怜悯，救我，不要成为一个属肉体的人。
So we need the Lord to help us, deliver us, so that we are not living in our flesh.
你要知道，这不是世界，不是不信主的人，是信了主的人，还是一个属肉体的人。
So this is not just people who do not believe in the Lord, but believers.
因为他最关心的就是自己的感受
because all they care most about is their own feelings.
自己不能够受任何的伤害
and they cannot be harmed or hurt in any way.
我们还有，我们是一个属天然的人 natural man,
and our natural man.
一个天然的人，我自己有才干，我可以做我的事
Our natural man has ability that we can do things.
你越能做，你就越离开。成为属灵的人
The more capable you are, the more you are far from.
因为你越能够靠自己，你就不用靠主。
Because the more you can rely on yourself, the less you need to rely on the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们需要恢复的，成为一个属灵的人。
brothers and sisters, we need to restore to be this heavenly man, spiritual person.
所以我今天关于祷告，我讲两个大题。
So regarding prayer, I share two main topics.
我们要恢复主常听，主听我。主常听我的祷告。
We need to restore prayer to the Lord, that the Lord answers our prayer.
我们要恢复随时随处跟主交通，使我能够成为一个属灵的人。
We need to restore fellowship with the Lord anytime, anywhere, so that I can be a spiritual man.
使我能够认识我的主，我的神，他的心意是什么。
So that I can know my Lord, my God, what is His will?
刚刚读的圣经也告诉我们，如果我们能够恢复这个，我们就成为一个会警醒的人。
Bible verse also told us that if we are able to recover this, then we will be those who are alert.
我们今天要自己去警醒很难。
It's hard for us to be alert by ourselves.
但是因着我好好操练，做一个祷告的人，有个 byproduct 是我会警醒的。
But if we exercise how to pray and be a prayerful person, a bright byproduct of this is that we become alert.
主说，你如果能够警醒，就不会入了迷惑。
And the Lord tells us, if you are alert, you will not be deceived along the wrong path.
所以求主在我们身上做着恢复的工作。
So may the Lord restore this in our lives.
所以今天给我们一个会所，能够聚会。
Today the Lord has given us a meeting place for us to gather.
我们今天要恢复，主要我们恢复主的见证。
We need to restore the testimony that the Lord wants.
我们第一个，我们恢复我们是主的门徒。
First is that we need to restore that we are His disciples.
我们现在要来恢复做一个祷告的人。
And now we need to restore that we are a person, people who can pray.
如果我们能够这个有恢复的话，
If we can restore this,
我相信我们传福音不会太吃力。
I think that sharing the gospel will not be so tricky.
因为人会看到你们怎么会过这样的生活呢？
Because others will see how can you live a life this way.
因为你活出来，给人知道，你知道你信一位什么样的神。
Because the life you live shows others that you know whom you believe.
不需要我们讲很多话。
Does not require us.
人看到我们就知道你所信的神是又真又活的神。
When others see us, they see that the God you believe in is the true and living God.
我们求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
坐在我们身上。
And do His work in our life.
我们也。但愿不许多的人或者我们全体的人我们都能够起来走恢复的路。
And may all of us rise up and be those who pray the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你给了我们能够向你祷告的权利。
Dear Lord, I thank you that you give us the privilege that we can pray to you.
主，我们也谢谢你把你的名赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you because You have given us your name.
所给我们抓住你所给的多来亲近。
Let us hold on to what you have given us and we draw closer to you.
把我们生活中大的小的都来跟你说。
May we tell you all the things in our lives, both big and small.
所给我们经历说你是听我们祷告的主。
Let us experience that you are the God who answers prayer.
你也是乐意听我们祷告的主。
And you are willing to hear our prayer.
主，救我们能够恢复与你的交通。
Lord, deliver us and restore fellowship with you.
无时无刻能够与你交通。
That we can fellowship anytime, anywhere with you.
主，恢复你的见证在你的子民当中。
Restore your testimony among your people.
继续带我们。往前跟从你的路
Continue to lead us on the path forward following.
所以我们巴望成为一个属灵的人
Lord, we desire that we can be a spiritual man
以致我们能够明白你的事
And that we can understand your things
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name I pray
Amen,
Amen.
好我们聚会就停在这
Our meeting will end here today